Oh, you guys, we're back. It's us. It's Drinks with Friends. It's Kate and Samantha.
Hello.
We're here. It's been a small hiatus. We had hurricanes and I had the fucking flu of the flus.
Yeah, you had some crazy virus. So between you being really sick for what, like 8 days?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hadn't been that sick in a long time.
Yeah, you sounded terrible between that, and then you start feeling better, and I'm like, oh, hey, so I have a hurricane that's coming right through Florida. Yeah, life's been kind of like
everywhere
us a little bit.
I know, and then after the hurricane week, I was hosting a bodybuilding show, and that is just like more than planning a wedding. I don't know. So we had a lot going on, you guys, and sorry, Drinks with Friends had to take a seat for a moment.
We had to pause from drinking because life hit us.
Let me tell you, though, the night before the show, fuck, when I got all my paperwork and stuff done, I was drinking. Did you drink, to calm your nerves during that hurricane?
So, you hear people talk about hurricane parties all the time. Mm. When I was younger, we'd have hurricane parties, but now that I'm a mom, and I had not just my two kids with me, I had my daughter's friend sleeping over, and of course, you know, I was in panic mode because the initial reports was supposed to like come right through us. And I am North Central Florida. I sent you stuff. It was going to be bad. So I was panicking. So
you were in the purple.
I was. And luckily, not for other people, but for us, it went up north more. So we just got a lot of rain. You know, I had a tree go through my fence. So all weekend was clean up. But yeah, I did have one beer on the hurricane night. And I think I had one the next day just because I had three kids in the house and we were all cooped up. But yeah, I didn't drink, but I had friends who were, because we were getting pictures and I'm like, oh, what glass number is that?
I feel like I would be too nervous, like sure, one beer or one pour or whatever. But I feel like if you know shit's really going to hit the fan, you want to keep a cool head, because if your house starts flooding or a tree goes through your roof or whatever,
well,
you'd be able to,
like I said, luckily for my area, when hurricanes hit Florida, they usually come to us as a tropical storm where I live. So it's never as horrible. I mean, you still get a lot of rain, a lot of like winds up to 70 miles an hour, but not the stuff that hits the coast.
Yeah.
Not like the shit that's coming in as a category 3 and 4.
Yeah.
But they thought it was. So I was, you know, but back in the day, I remember before I had kids, my husband and I and our old roommate, I remember we actually had a hurricane come through Gainesville where I live. First time in like forever. We opened up our garage. I don't know why we had a spare couch in there. We had music going. I don't know. We had a couch in there. It was weird. We didn't park in there. We had a couch. We had all kinds of like stereo, like random shit in there.
Like
I remember sitting there. It was a hangout area. And we just watched. And it was bad. Trees were falling. We're just there drinking and singing. We had no cares in the world.
Holy shit.
But I was like 24.
I mean, a front row seat to a hurricane. I feel like that. Be cool. I would prefer to do it, you know, on a TV, I guess. But yeah,
of course.
I like watching a storm come in, you know.
Like I said, it wasn't horrible. So I did not really have a hurricane party because I also was like, I gotta make ice. I have to turn the AC down real far because if the power goes out, it gets hot as shit here. So you crank the AC down super far and it was icicles in here. But yeah, I was all in prep mode. I went out and bought a whole bunch of shit for the grill just in case our power went out. I'm like, I got to cook. So
yeah, be able to eat. Yeah.
And I kept waking up every couple hours and I'm like, oh, it hasn't hit us yet. So
yeah, that'd be hard to sleep. It really would. You know, I've never had like power go out to a point like that, but I have a little, I've talked about it, my cabin in the woods. And I went up for a trip with my girlfriends and a pipe burst because it was cold in the wintertime and the house was almost flooded and it's all electric heat, electric stove, electric everything. So we were like, fuck it. We'll stay the weekend. We'll leave our boots on downstairs where it's all wet.
Oh,
we'll all sleep in the same beds upstairs. But I was too nervous to turn on the electric baseboard heating or to turn on the stove because we didn't know how high the water had gotten.
Yeah.
So we fucking started a fire in the fireplace and I put the cast iron skillet on the coals and that's how we fucking cooked all weekend.
See? That's resourceful.
There you go. I mean, I didn't go outside and use a grill because it was fucking January, but yeah, you're smart. You got to think about stuff like that. Like, shit,
I've been through a few, but like I said, luckily I don't live on the coast, but it did hit pretty bad, like north of me and where some of my territories are for work. They got hit pretty hard. And there's people that have been without power. I had patients that I was calling. We had one lady. She needed nursing really bad because she's not working healthcare. And we had to get a hold of her cousin, had to get a hold of her. A nurse had to get up there just to get her supplies for her her ostomy. She had a colostomy bag. So
it got
pretty hairy with some of our patients in some of the rural areas. And there's a lot of damage. So this hurricane, a lot of people are like, oh, it's not going to be as bad. It pretty much – it is. It was. And then we have another one brewing.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of flooding. Yeah.
Lots.
So we got lucky. I had a beer. And then I think I drank. See, I've been trying to be good. I've been I did really good. I didn't drink for like 2 weeks because I am on a fitness journey to get back to how I used to be.
Yeah.
I've lost 13 pounds. I'm pretty stagnant at the moment, but I'm getting stronger. So whatever.
Yeah.
I started drinking a little bit more again. So I know on Labor Day we just had, I had a couple beers and then I had some bourbon. And then one of my friends came over and we went to that whiskey tasting a few weeks ago and she's really into scotch. And she's like, hey, do you have that hedonism? I said, why, yes, I do. So he busted that out. Luckily, I stopped drinking at like 7:30 and I drank water because, you know, it was a school night for the kids. But I woke up the next day like, what was I thinking?
Yeah, dude. I know.
Because, you know, if you don't drink for a little bit or you only have like maybe one drink a week and then you have like four, which it's not super excessive. But man, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah, you feel like your tolerance dumped. So a little bit goes a longer way and you wake up and you're like, ew, why did I do that? And then you think, did I even drink that much? No, but I still feel like shit.
Yeah, and I had to spread it out a little bit because I smoked a pork butt. So I kind of spaced it out, like had a beer, and then I had another one later and I drank water. But yeah, I've been trying to take a little break. So I think now I'm going to try to take a little break.
Yeah, I feel that.
And, you know, I've done this a few times, like obviously, well, being pregnant, but that was different. But in my adulthood of not being pregnant, I remember I've taken breaks before. Like I did one time when I was having some just like marital issues. I stopped drinking for 3 months. Like I told my best friends, I'm like, listen, I got a lot going on. I don't want distractions. And for me, drinking is a good distraction because I used to just throw them back.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you guys have ever noticed. So I know people take breaks for different reasons, for health, Lent, exercise,
whatever.
Yeah. Lent. That's a big one for Catholics. Did you ever notice, like, I've had this before where people are like, why are you not drinking?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a problem?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, why do people assume you have a problem? And that's why you want to stop, you know?
Right.
So I feel like that stigma.
It is. And it's like, you know, I can count on one hand how many times I've been drunk in the last year. But I do feel like.
I can't.
Yeah, Sam, it's all right.
2 hands, 2 feet, maybe.
Here. But I definitely had like a long stint there where I was just having like a nice little pour. It just felt like became part of the evening routine where it's like we finish dinner, I do the dishes, we snuggle up, we watch a little movie as a family. And it was kind of like my kind of hand to mouth signal of chill time.
Time to unwind.
Unwind time, right? And then I felt like I was reaching for that unwind every night. And again, I'm not getting drunk. I could still go out on the weekends with my friends and have a couple drinks. And I'm not drunk. I'm not tipsy. But then I was just like, man, I need to like cut it back to the weekends. And I had a lot of people reach out to me and say, hey, you're not posting pictures a lot of drinking. I'm like, well, I'm still having a drink Friday or Saturday and or both. But I'm not drinking during the week. And then I found myself trying to like, almost like I'm not an alcoholic. It's like, not like I'm drinking too much. I'm not getting drunk. It's like, then I'm trying to like excuse myself.
Because, yeah, I get that.
Yeah. You think it sounds bad. Like, oh, I'm trying not to drink during the week. It's like, fuck, that sounded really bad.
Yeah, it does. And you're like, wait, hold on a second. How does that other people receiving that? Because I have friends who are doing that right now just because we do have one of our best friends is getting married. And a few of the ladies are like, hey, we want to lose some weight.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of my friends are really big into wine, which is good. I love wine. I'm Italian. Yeah. You know, we love wine.
All right.
I don't reach for wine all the time. I'm like, that's more of like a special when you're gathered, have a glass or two. Same. And they're like, well, we're not killing two bottles each. I'm like, excuse me? So a lot of them, the few of them are trying to drink all in the weekends and like on Thursdays they hang out. And I'm like, okay, if you split a bottle, that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's good that they have a goal. But I think sometimes we just kind of start falling back into it because you get together with your friends and you're like, but we always drink together. It's sometimes hard to think of something else to do. You're like, what do I do? What are we going to do? Talk to each other?
And it's just like food, where I feel like food and alcohol really, you gather around food and alcohol when you're celebrating. Yeah. You gather around food and alcohol when you're mourning, when you're sad. It's like, you know what I mean?
It's
like
comfort. They're both comfort.
It's comfort. It's cultural. Both of them are. Wine with Italians, you know, other spirits and other. It's just, it signifies so much more than what it is. So it's like, yeah, you get together with friends and you have a drink and it's Christmas and everyone opens Uncle Joe's bottle of wine. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it is. It's like, what do we do without it?
Yeah. And you know, a couple of my friends and I, we've been actually doing stuff without alcohol. We've had a good time. We're talking about like doing like different dinner, like parties together, or we're going to try different cuisines. But I mean, we have incorporated a little bit of alcohol into our gatherings, but it's just, but at least all my friends are supportive and I'm supportive of them. I know one's doing it for health, you know, some of the other ones for weight loss. For me, I'm just trying to like focus because I'm like a creature of habit. So I need to build a habit before I can start adding stuff back in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I'm good. I got this. And I'm like, but let me know, like today.
Yeah.
Driving home. Kids were already home. I was like, listen, I can stop by my favorite bottle shop, Tipples, real quick. And I'm like, no, Samantha.
Yeah.
Do not open Pandora's box.
Yes.
Because if I'm going to keep it, like, if I do want to have a drink this week and like maybe one, that's fine. I don't want to do it today. So I worked out instead.
You're good. I did pour today, just having a light little pour. New bottle I picked up.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I just think if you're trying to like do it for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think for us, because our Instagram, our social media kind of revolves around alcohol a lot.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes, like, do you ever feel pressure?
Yeah.
Where because people see you as this persona.
Yeah.
They make an assumption of like, well, what are you drinking with that meal that you just posted? Like, I don't know.
Right.
Like, LaCroix? Water?
Yeah. Like one of my friends at the gym who liked whiskey and bourbon and scotch and stuff. And then he like follows me on social media. And then I was posting a lot, new bottles, pouring this, pouring this tonight, pouring that. And then he started getting into it even more, trying new things, buying new things. And he was one of the ones that came up to me at work and was like, are you not drinking? Like, you're not posting anything. Like, what are you buying? What are you drinking? Like, he's been getting into it. So he like looks at me about like, he'll stop past my little room at work and be like, I bought this bottle, or did you buy anything new? Like, so yeah, they really like when you find a common interest with people, like that's what you're excited to talk about. And then
and sometimes it's like a peer pressure, but yeah, like you're trying to keep up a little. Like,
yeah,
if you see so many people posting about a specific bottle or something, and you're like, well, damn, I need to go look for something. It kind of, I want to say, inspires, but also pressures you in a way.
Totally.
But you put that pressure on yourself.
Yeah, totally. Okay. And listen, I competed for 14 years. I did not drink for 14 years. Maybe once a year I'd have a bottle of wine. Or maybe a beer or something, some stupid cocktail or whatever. But with bodybuilding, and man, the pressure from people who were drinking when I wasn't, because I couldn't, was wild to me. It was always like, well, you can just have one. Why can't you have one? It's like people really do associate, if you're getting together with a group of friends or whatever it is, a good time with alcohol.
Yeah.
And now, do I love it? Do I love, like, hell yeah, people are coming over. Let's open a bottle. What kind of beer do you like? Do you want me to make you a cocktail? But I lived with that a long time, and people just pressure the fuck out of you. So I learned real quick, if I was out, I'd ask for a water with a lime and a straw, so that it would look like I have some sort of cocktail, and then people would just leave me alone because I was tired of fucking answering it.
But that's really sad that you have to do that. Because I mean,
it is. And these are my close friends.
Yeah. And I get that you can have a drink. I mean, if you're not obviously an alcoholic, I get that. you know, you can have a drink and you can still stay on with your fitness goals or whatever. But sometimes,
yeah, you can.
I think we all need to be respectful and be like, okay, you're making this choice whether, hey, I don't want to eat meat, I don't want to drink alcohol, I don't want to do something.
Whatever it is.
Don't be like, well, you can have this. It's like, no, dude. We need to be like more of like supportive about it instead of making this norm of this is how it should be.
Yeah. Because of
stuff you see online, stuff you've done already for the longest time. And I find that a lot also with like the beer community online because, you know, people post chugs and they post like, oh, you know, what are you drinking? You get tagged in a store and like, well, shit, I'm not drinking anything. Maybe I should go grab something.
Nothing. Shit. I got to do a chug video and tag 10 more people. It's like,
it's
chug even a fucking bottle of Pappy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it definitely is like,
I wonder if other people feel that too, especially online, because, you know, we talk to other, you know, bourbon enthusiasts, beer enthusiasts, and I'll talk to people and I'm like, how much do you drink per week? There was one girl I used to follow. I don't think I follow her anymore. It was a while ago, but she would do one of those like Q&A things in like your stories where you ask questions.
Yeah.
And someone asked her, cause she posts all the time, everything. It's a beer account. Well, how many beers do you drink per week? Mm. And she's like, you know, like 15 to 25 a week. I'm like, what? Yeah. I was like, and she's in super good shape. Like she worked out like all the time, but I was like, oh my God. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I may have like, then I had to sit back and like count on my fingers.
Yeah.
Like, well, sometimes maybe 6 or 7 in a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I was just like, okay. Okay.
But then I feel like people and maybe I'm so fucking wrong, but it's like some of these huge bourbon accounts and it's like, oh, well, I only drink once or twice a week. And I'm like, I feel like you're just kind of lying. I think you probably do drink more and you're just trying to make it sound like you don't. But, and I don't care. I don't care. But there is this enormous pressure to either drink more or act like you drink less. I don't know.
There's no happy medium.
There's
it's
not.
Like you get kind of judged either way.
Yeah. It's like I drink whenever I feel like it. I don't know.
And that's true too. Cause I have people like work friends and people that, and working relationships like, oh yeah. So you had so-and-so, have you drank this lately? I'm like, nah, I haven't. Well, what's wrong with you? I've been working. I've been busy. My kids have sports. It's weird.
I'm trying to cut back during the week so I don't get fat. I mean, that's a fucking reason.
People message like sometimes like they'll like DM me like, hey, what are you drinking today? I'm like, coffee and water is usually what I drink.
Yeah, I just had a water.
And bubbly waters, you know, I like the little bubbly waters. But yeah,
you know what?
I like this stuff.
I found bubbly water that is literally just sparkling water and actual lemon, lime, orange, grapefruit juice.
Oh, what is it?
No natural flavors, nothing. I'll have to text you too. It's like sparkling or something like that. It's literally two ingredients.
Mine is flavors. Only carbonated water and naturally essence. What does that mean?
Natural flavors.
I know. It's not – I got a 3-pack of these LaCroix, okay?
Listen, I love a slightly flavored, sparkly something or other. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's crispy and cold, and I just happened to come across one. I was like, oh, these are like a slightly better version. Cool.
Yeah, I try different versions of it because sometimes when I do want a drink, I want a beer, I'll reach for like a LaCroix I got like, the polar ones.
Same.
Because you get the carbonation.
Yeah, I feel that. It's like I want something to drink. I don't want a fucking water. My bar is calling me. So having something like that, a LaCroix on hand is like perfect. I can sit here and sip on something that's fizzy in my mouth. It's interesting, you know?
And one of my good friends who likes wine, if we don't want to drink too much, we just want to kind of hang out with the kids. Like if they're swimming, we'll take like wine and mix it with a bubbly water and make like a spritzer.
Ooh.
It'll be nice and refreshing, especially if it's hot out, which I know for everyone, it's not really hot everywhere, but it's still hot here in Florida.
Yeah. You know what? Remember last time I feel like it was like 104 degrees here.
It was hotter than Florida.
Fucking hot. And then my husband and I got on the bikes on Saturday and it was like 98. It was pretty fucking hot. But then these last couple days, it's been still really humid, but in the 60s and 70s. So I feel that kind of turn coming. You know, I rode my bike home from work today and some of the birch trees were starting to yellow on the leaves. And I was like, ooh, there's fall. It's so pretty.
Well, we won't experience fall here for a while, like in November.
It starts
turning a little bit.
Do do like leaves fall off the trees and shit in Florida? Is that ignorant?
Yeah, some of them. Yeah, yeah.
No shit.
But not like up north. Not. Right. I mean, yeah, leaves fall. Like, you should see my yard because I have a lot of trees. Obviously, a whole bunch fell through my fence. I have a lot of trees. Yeah. It doesn't get the beautiful, vibrant colors. Like, there are some trees that do change, and you'll be driving, you're like, oh, look at the little yellow and red ones, but they don't last that long. So I'm pretty happy. I'm actually going on 2 trips in October.
Oh.
Yay. So the first one, I'm going up, and I haven't been to either of these two places. I'm going to visit a bourbon friend up in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh.
And, you know, even though I'm a Gator, I bleed orange and blue. I'm going to an Ohio State game with her. I was like, let's just do it. But it's funny because Columbus is a big beer town, but she says there's a lot of like cool bourbon. So I'm just really excited to go up there. It's the beginning of October. And then the second trip is actually I'm leaving on my birthday, which is October 26th. I was drinking on Monday on Labor Day. Okay. So my friend's texting me. She's like, hey, I'm like, I miss you. I haven't seen you forever. Best friend since senior year of high school.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, hey, I'm going on this trip with like 2 girlfriends to Virginia Beach.
Cool.
And I'm like, oh, awesome. She's like, just look for tickets. I'm like, girl, when are you leaving? She's like, what's on your birthday? It's Thursday to Sunday. My husband's like, just go. I don't care.
Go.
So I'm like, let me see if tickets are even cheap. So I'm scrolling. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. I got round trip tickets. Round trip. Not one way. Direct flight from Orlando to Norfolk for $69.
Wait.
On Spirits. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And even if you have to pay for baggage, it's like $30. I'm like, that's so cheap.
Baggage was $100.
Yeah. So round trip and direct flight. And so I'm taking Spirit, which is fine. I'm only 5'4", so I don't need the leg room. Mm-mm. But even my trip to Ohio, when my friend, she's texting me, and I'm like, let me look for plane tickets. Direct flight from Tampa to Columbus. Round trip, $130.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
So I'm like, I think like plane ticket prices are coming down. So I'm like,
yeah,
let's take advantage of it. So yeah, so I'm going to get to see some cold. But my friend, she's like, for Virginia, she's like, hey, well, pack a bathing suit. I'm like, bathing suit?
What?
End of October in Virginia? Like, I don't know about all that, but unless you got a heated pool.
Right, no shit.
My ass ain't getting in the water. But I'm going to try to work out and build up my tolerance, because my one friend Amy in Ohio, she's younger than me. I'm 42. She's a young 30s. So grandma over here has to like prep.
Keep up.
And then my friend Stephanie, where I'm going into Virginia Beach, she loves wine. Oh my gosh, she loves wine.
Yeah.
And she can throw down some red wine. So I gotta really get myself ready and then pace myself, because I still need to stay on track.
Yeah. Speaking
of myself.
Pacing yourself, I will be at Kentucky Bourbon Festival next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about fucking pace yourself.
Oh, I'm talking
to some of the girls I'm going with, and they do
dangerous.
They do like regular, you know, distillery tours and bottle picks and stuff like that. So she was like giving me the lowdown. I'm like, how do I do this? She's like, you have to pace yourself. She's like,
yeah, because that's high proof stuff you're drinking. This isn't like beer,
all bourbon, you know. Yes. And I'm like, you know, and I thought back to my Sturgis trip, which you talked about. I'm like, that's an all-day drinking thing, kind of. It makes bikers sound like drunks. Nobody is, but still, like, I would go and have a drink and then a couple waters. And then maybe a couple more sips, something small. Water, 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 Diet Coke. I need to eat. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm just going to play the same game. I'm going to little sips, like, give me an ounce. I don't care if I fucking take a sample and toss, like. I'm not going to slam my noon.
You have to do that, especially where you're going, because you're going to be sampling so much stuff. And like
so much stuff.
When I've gone to like, you know, whiskey tastings, I'm not always the best at it, but I try to be conscientious of like, I don't need to drink this if I don't like it. And they're not going to be offended.
Oh, that dump bucket. I was at a whiskey tasting last week. Mm-hmm. That dump bucket is there for a reason. And if you look up on the bar top and they're like, okay, we're going to go through 6 bottles of tastings. It's like, whoa. You take a sip or two. If you really like it, drink it. The next one, sip it, dump it. Just dump it. They don't care.
No. Yeah, I know. It's tough. So you're going to have a lot of fun. Like, at least me, I get to spread it out. And apparently, I think we're going to like a taco festival, some burger festival.
She's
sending me all this like food stuff. And I'm like, all you're sending me is food and alcohol. Well, and then freaking Ohio State. I'm like, Jesus.
I'm trying to stay on track. Hey, but
I told her
the alcohol, the food, portions. So if you order a big old burger, you eat a half of it and call it a day.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because I don't want a stomach ache because I don't eat a lot of greasy food as it is.
Yeah,
and I know, you know, when you go on vacation a lot of times, you just are like, whatever. You want to try the local fare and you're like, right. I want to eat this. You always eat shit that you never would typically eat.
Always.
At least always. I do. Like,
you order just a whatever on the menu because I'm on vacation.
Exactly.
And fuck it. And then you're like, oh, God, I feel so sick. I feel like pretty good in Sturgis. There was one restaurant we kept going back to, and they had steak bites. You could get them fried or grilled, and it was legit filet mignon, skewers, grilled.
Oh.
And I would eat both the skewers and just a few fries to hold me over with some carbs and call the day. Like my breakfast, I ate good. Like, I mean, you can make
soak up all the alcohol. You got to soak it up, man.
Thing. That's how I feel like, you know, our wristbands for KBF include, you know, certain samples, drinks, and food. But I think that's just kind of snacks. So I'm like, I'm going to pack some fucking snackaroos in my purse to keep some carbs going while we're drinking.
Take some like beef jerky or like things like that. I guess just get something, some crackers, like some Cheez-Its, something.
Something. Yeah, you know what's funny is I read for KBF. You know, everyone was talking about bringing those like hydration packets.
Mm-hmm.
And I read up and there's like a homemade hydration concoction you can make. It's like, of course, coconut water, X amount of orange juice, blah, 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 blah. And you can mix it up and just take some sips of it or whatever. And I was like, well, first of all, that would sound really good if you poured some liquor in it.
No, it's not for that purpose. Cocktail. But it's to hydrate you, so you're not too dehydrated, ma'am.
No, I think I'm just going to load up on coconut water. That's better than the packets.
You can put a teaspoon of salt in your water. So, I mean, you can do something like that if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
Or you can actually buy the liquid IV. I bought that for my husband, not just for drinking, but he plays old man baseball. And he gets so hot because it's so hot here in Florida.
Yeah.
I'm like, you need to drink this. I'm like, you need more than water, and you get Gatorades. They have so much sugar in them. You actually need salt.
Salt.
Yeah.
Salt.
So he was like, huh. And he drank one. He's like, it actually worked. I'm like, yeah, I kind of know stuff.
I know. I'm not too
I know
stupid.
Stuff.
I drink things and I know stuff. Or what is that?
Yeah.
Game of Thrones. I drink and I know things. Or what is
yes.
it?
Yeah. Yes.
I love that.
That's me. So I do know stuff. I'm like, you know, hey, University of Florida did me well. Taught me a few things. But same thing I tell my son. He's like, this stuff's too salty. I'm like, it's 95 degrees out and you're sweating to death. Drink it.
Right. I know it's salty.
You have to.
And you're drinking a french fry. Just shut up and drink it.
Oh, drinking a french fry. That is a good one. Well, let's say. So today for us right now is Thursday. So I'm trying to think. I think I'm going to make a declaration. I am not going to drink it all this weekend either.
Well, I'm going to a concert, so I probably
will. You can.
But not a lot, because it's probably only beer there anyways. So
I'm doing this weekend. I have my kids on Saturday, and then Sunday I'm going to it's going to be a sad day. So one of my best friends who had passed away 2 years ago, his brother had passed away a few years ago, and his parents are going to spread their ashes together. So we're going to have like a ceremony, all get together, stuff like that. So I'm going to behave myself this weekend, one, just for fitness. But if I speak something into existence and I say it out loud,
you must.
I'm not going to go back on it.
Right.
So all you guys are listening to me, so I'm not going to drink this weekend because I just want to take a little break.
Good.
Just
take a break. You. And a break just is a break okay, break. Everybody. And you don't have to justify your reasoning for a break. You're not an alcoholic. For whatever the reason is, you want to wake up feeling better. You want to be conscious of your weight. You just want to be more crystal clear. Whatever.
Yeah.
You don't need to excuse it.
We don't judge. Drinks with friends is not judge, because there's times we are on the opposite end.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you know what I did last night? I don't remember either. I blacked out.
Yeah.
I have the worst drunk amnesia. So that's like, do you remember what you said? I'm like, no. Why would you even like ask me that? You know better. I tell my friends, you know better.
Dude, that's the worst too. When you're like, what fuck.
Yeah. Like one of my best friends, her and her partner, they got matching tattoos. And I saw her a couple days later and she said something. And I'm like, oh, you got a tattoo? She's like, yeah, I showed you Saturday. You don't remember? I'm like, apparently not. I completely out of my mind. And I'm like,
man.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember you saying it now. She's like, no, you don't. I'm like, course. You know me better. Don't even ask me. I apologize.
Yeah.
So yeah. I won't be like that this weekend. So if you guys all want to take a break for whatever reason, just do it. Don't feel peer pressure from social media, your friends, or whomever.
Who cares? This is your life.
You do you. Just like if you want to drink something with ice cubes or water in it, you do you.
Agreed.
You want to drink seltzers and White Claws, that's on you. But you do you.
Yeah. If you want to dye your hair purple, do it. Who cares if other people say it's going to look bad? Like, I feel like there's such a pressure for everything of doing what other people think and what the TV says and what a magazine says. And it's like, nobody really lays their head down at night and thinks, I wonder if Sam is drinking a beer tonight. Or I wonder if such and such is going to get that stupid tattoo I think is ugly. Whatever. Like,
you know, no matter what you do, there's always going to be someone who is a naysayer. You're never going to like appease everybody. So you might as well say, fuck it and do you, be who you are. And if they don't like it, just move along. That's what I tell my kids. You're not going to appease everybody. So just be who you want to be. And you saw my son the other day wearing bright colors to school.
Love it.
That's him. So
I love
you peoples. All right. Well, we'll catch you next time. And maybe the next time we talk, I will open up something because I might have some new bottles at home that I may want to sample.
I have several.
And we do have some rum we're going to be talking about here pretty soon too. So when I come back from my drinking hiatus, we will talk about this.
I'm ready for it.
All right. Well, goodbye, everybody. And I hope you guys all have a lovely, lovely night.
Me too. And a lovely weekend.
Yay. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, look, 31 minutes.